Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor, NeilHaley.com, and I'm excited to welcome the program.
I believe you. I'm going to have to check you out. I know who you are.
Yeah. Ralph Natale.
I take your word for
yeah,
it.
Ralph Natale. Yeah. Ralph, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad someone hooked me up with a sensible person.
Now, so Ralph, I mean, to talk about why you decided to write this book. What was the reasons with the two co-writers to tell your story? Why did you tell the story?
Well, the two co-writers, they strained it out, and I signed it over to them. But it all comes from my book. I got the original paper. I wrote that in prison. I wrote that almost as if it was a catharsis for what I did to my family, not to other people on the street or what I was. And when I wrote it, my wife first, the one first one said, why don't you write? You got all this free time now. I got to 13 years. And I said, okay, I will write about my life. And I did. Well, a few people read it. They loved it. They wanted to do something with it. So I waited until I came home, and now we're out on phones or talking on people, and it appears that a lot of people like it.
Now,
published a book.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, how did you get
started?
And
when you get a chance to read it, I would like you to read it.
I would definitely. Because
it's a true book. It's not the stories of glamorizing this and that. I am who I always was. I'm a decent man with decent people. But other kind of people, they have to be concerned with me. I'm not a braggart. I never was. But I took care of my business. And I'm living a nice life now. I'm enjoying myself. But they want to go further with this, and I think it should go further.
Now, here's a question for you. How did you get started?
Go ahead.
How did everything begin? How did you begin in the mob? How did that story start?
I begin in the mob?
Yeah.
I was the toughest young guy in South Philadelphia. And I killed somebody long before I ever worked for the mob. And they knew who I was, and they knew how I was. So they came to me, and I went to work for them.
Wow. So how old were you when you killed your first person? How old were you?
In my early 20s.
Early 20s. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So how did you move up the ladder to become the mob boss? How's that work?
I moved up the ladder like a ball player comes in when they call him in from the minor leagues. If he can hit, he stays. Well, I did exactly what they asked me to do. And when I pled to and whatever I did it, and I did it without conscience or anything. That's how I am. That's where I was when I was a boy, and I'm this way now. But I'm living a nice, quiet life.
Wow. Understand for sure. And how difficult is it to run the mob, meaning the logistics, the different things and how you run
okay.
them?
Yeah. Well, you know, the mob, everybody's got an agenda in the mob, from the lowest person to the highest. You have to be careful. You have to not trust too many people. In fact, almost trust nobody, and you'll last a long time. And that's what the mob's about. The mob I control, they couldn't make three digits on the IQ, the whole mob. But
wow.
It was the only thing available when I came home. So I took them in.
Exactly. So you look for certain people that had opportunities.
I worked for Angelo Bruno. And then I was under Skinny Razor, whose name was John DiTullio. He was the most feared man in the country. He was the hitter for the family. And I learned my trade very, very good from him. And then I went to work for the unions. I worked for Jimmy Hoffa. You'll read about it in the book.
Wow.
I have a photo of me and Jimmy in Washington, D.C. many years ago. I had a nice big dark mustache on. I worked for Eddie Hanley, who was the head of the Hotel and Restaurant Workers of America. Every casino, every bar, every hotel he was the general president. And he and I became such good friends, and I did such good work for him, that he insisted I move and buy a home in Palm Springs, California. And I did, on the Palm Springs Country Golf Club, which was a gated community.
Right.
And I bought this sample house with everything in it before my wife even saw it. Well, because we had a home here in Jersey.
Right, right.
But we enjoyed ourselves.
Now,
and that's what I did, and that's how I lived.
Now, Ralph, when I was thinking about something that's really interesting, is that how did you keep yourself from not being caught for so long to finally going to jail? How did that process happen that you always could keep yourself?
Well, it happens. Yeah. You trust the wrong guy. You trust this. One guy comes to me. The reason I got the first time I went in, I trusted my cousin. He was due to go to jail on a simple meth lab. He couldn't go. He cried, his wife, his kids. I said, I need some money. We got a couple guys down in Florida want to do something. They only do it with somebody that they know, this and that. Well, long story short, I went down. I got caught up in it was a cop. I forget what I did. I ended up with 27 years.
Wow.
And I went to prison without saying a word to anybody or giving up anybody. They offered me everything. Everything.
Wow.
And then when I was in prison for almost 3 years, they sent a subpoena from Washington. You can check all this out. And from Washington, they sent a subpoena to me. And I was subpoenaed to testify, if I wanted to, in front of the Senate Investigating Committee on everything I knew. They asked me about Tony Arcado, the boss from Chicago. They asked me about Angelo Bruno. He was dead at the time. They asked me about Nicky Scarpa, who was the boss by attrition in Philadelphia at the time. I knew them all. I worked for all of them. And I didn't say a word. I said, you got the wrong guy. I said, we do? Then you got to go do the 27. And I did. Now, if that sounds like a witness, then I'm crazy.
Now, from doing this, are you fearful for your life because of testifying for all these different things before going to jail?
Well, I have something to say to you, whether you believe it or not. I have no fear inside of me of anybody or anything. Anything or anybody. I will not go put my head on a platter somewhere.
Right.
But to be afraid for somebody, I think they're more afraid of me than I'm afraid of them. If I was afraid, I wouldn't have been a boss. I wouldn't have been in the mafia.
When you were in prison for 20 years.
And I didn't take, right. And I'm not a witness protection program. They offered me everything when I came home.
And you didn't?
I didn't take it.
You didn't take it. Oh, my gosh. So
I don't belong to them.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
So during the 23 years you were in jail, did you keep the business running? Or were you able to run the mob? Or you can't answer that question.
No. Once you go to prison, when I went in, there was nothing left. They killed. The only thing, I was receiving money every month from Angelo Bruno. Made sure, because I was his wall of China. I kept all the infidels from coming in, and I took care of everybody behind it. And then when I went to prison, every month my wife got money. When he got killed, the money stopped and went to Phil Tester and then to Nicky Scarpa.
Wow.
I was waiting to come home to take care of them. But Phil Tester got killed, which he should have got killed. And Mr. Scarpa got arrested and got put in the prison. And I already died a year ago or 6 months ago or something, whatever.
Wow.
He was so evil, the evil ate him up.
All right, so the best place... Sorry, I was going to cut you.
Yeah, I want you to read my book if you can.
I will.
If you can.
I will. I'm interested in reading it.
I want you to read it, and you'll find out. And then you I'm sure, with your ability and your education and whoever you speak to, you will find out who's telling the truth about everything.
That's
it's all true, because the FBI would have never called me into Washington, and the senators... If it wasn't, they offered me, when I went to Washington, they said, you give us the right answers in 3 months, will reduce your sentence, and you'll be home in 6 months.
All right. All right, so the best place we
and
can
I
find...
refuse it.
Gotcha. The best place we can find information on you is you can pick up your book anywhere in all finer bookstores. And is there a website for you, Ralph, to find information on you?
Everything, the book's for sale. Everything's, we're doing good here, you know, and it's great.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ralph. Appreciate
it. I'm sure you're going to like it. And if you do, I hope we really talk again.
I hope we talk again. All right. Well, thanks again for calling, Ralph. Best of luck, man. Okay.
And thank you for listening.
All right, take care. All right, thanks. All right, take care. Bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.